Well, I wanted to first ask you about what your, like, first experience was at a bookstore, if you can remember it, like, generally.
I think my first experience in a bookstore was probably in Philadelphia or outside of Philadelphia, and the bookstores themselves that sold books were very, very small. And they also, like, would have newspapers, and you could read the newspapers and so forth and so on. They had some magazines and very, very few books. They were basically a combination of fiction and history and not too much stuff in between, maybe a little bit of, well, basically that's what it was.
Okay, were there any, like, no, it was only fiction? And...
Yeah, and some... history books.
Okay, but there weren't any, like, biographies or autobiographies? No, wasn't, not, like,
and that got to be more of a, you know, that became, that sort of was the second stage or so. And then where I lived in the city of Philadelphia there and the suburbs, there started to grow up small libraries, and though they were small, the stores didn't stay in business very long.
Okay, cool.
And one of the things that, if you've ever been to the bookstore in Buxton down in Nag's Head.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, a lot of the early bookstores were like that. They would have, like, the popular authors of the time and so forth and so on.
Okay.
And that was about it.
And there, when you said when you first started going, there weren't, like, a whole lot of bookstores?
No,
or, okay.
No.
And when did you notice, like, a big sprout in, like, popularity for bookstores and everything? Around what time? I know it's probably, you can't give a specific time.
Probably not till maybe the 70s or 80s. What do you think?
Oh,
the 80s. In the 80s, yeah, like, it's where the chain bookstores started. You know, like Barnes & Noble and stuff, but it wasn't Barnes & Noble, but the bigger ones.
But back when you first were going, there weren't any, like, chains. It was mostly just, owned businesses.
Or very local libraries, unless, like, I lived in the suburbs. And they would have small... local kind of libraries. And I can remember it was kind of funny when we would have papers to write, like, in history in high school. Well, the local library would have, like, 10 books on the subject. So this one girl sent her mother to take out, like, all the books. And the only way you could get them was to go, like, down to the city of Philadelphia.
All the way
downtown to get the books. But even the branches of the libraries were very, very small then.
Man, that's crazy.
They had a few books on every, you know, decade or something, you know.
Okay. Was it the books there, you said it was just, like, big authors mostly, but were there a lot of, like, local authors and stuff in the bookstores, or
I don't really remember that, because at that age I wouldn't have been aware too much of literature and stuff like that. No.
Okay. But, and you said it was your aunt mostly that brought you to bookstores?
Right, yeah, and my aunt was an elementary school teacher for 30 years in the city of Philadelphia, and every book that they read, or that she could get her hands on that was in the school library, was, brought to me.
That's awesome.
And the schools had fairly, at least in the city of Philadelphia, had fairly good libraries themselves.
Okay, yeah, that was probably...
For just the kids of that age, of course.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You know,
right.
It was probably cool that, I mean, you grew up in a big city like that,
right.
So that was probably a huge benefit.
Absolutely.
I bet there's probably a lot more bookstores there than, like, other places,
too.
That's awesome. Was it, like, were you, like... Was it a big part of your life back then, do you think? Like, bookstores and whatnot?
Reading and everything was a huge part of my life. From my parents and my aunt and uncle, you know. And so, a huge part of my life. People were just, like, putting, you know, here's a book. Like, you know, you got them for your birthday, you got them for Christmas, you know. It was...
Did you spend a lot of time there, do you think? Like, was it like a place you visited, or, like, was it a place...
A library?
Yeah, like, libraries or bookstores in general?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. Trying to think, so, like...
And the moral of the story is you need to get into reading when you're early.
Yeah, when definitely. You're young. You think it would have been different if you weren't introduced at such a young age? Do you think it would have had much
definitely.
Less of an impact?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Okay.
Because I think especially when you're young, you have to read a lot. You have to read in school, you have to read at home, you know, and get taken around to places where you see books also.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the whole combination.
Yeah. When did you actually move out of Philadelphia and get to go to, like, another city? When was your first experience outside of Philadelphia?
Going into seventh grade.
Okay, where did you go?
In Wincote.
Okay, cool. And how did you notice, like, bookstores differ from, like, the big city to, like, a place like that? Was there any big differences, you think?
No, the only big differences were in the amount of the libraries they had, but the libraries were small.
Okay.
Yeah, they were.
And do you think there was, like, more libraries than actual bookstores back then, would you say?
Definitely.
Weren't as present?
There were more libraries.
Okay.
They were small. They tended to be small, like, unless you went to the center city or something like that, you know.
What was, like, the biggest library you saw at the time, like?
A Philadelphia library, the city of Philadelphia, the central library.
Okay, and how big was that generally?
Oh, God, I don't know.
I know it's hard to recall, but, like, how much bigger do you think it was versus, like, other libraries?
She's tied up right now.
That's okay.
Let me have to pause real quick.
You can stop it.
Yeah, okay. I think, can you pause it? Okay, keep going.
Because you are lucky in a situation like that, because before they had bookmobiles, mm-hmm. the people like out in the country were just...
Oh,
what the kids didn't get in school, they didn't get because there weren't bookstores.
Yeah.
That it's not. I guess it's been about 20 years since they even had the bookmobile.
Wait, what is the bookmobile exactly?
You don't know what it looks like, a big bus, and it goes around to different neighborhoods. It still does here.
Oh, really?
In the city of Virginia Beach, even though they have, you know...
Oh, I actually did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard about
it.
And that was pretty much like the only way, I guess, for people in the smaller cities to get any access to books.
In the smaller cities, they didn't even have that. The bookmobile is pretty new.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the people in the country were literally out in boonies in a lot of ways.
Okay. Yeah. Well, how would have them, like, I don't know if you know this, but how would they have gotten any access to books at all? Like, how could they have gotten books?
Just from school, or somebody would take them to the
library. Somebody that had
yeah.
them, passed them down.
Yeah, right.
Man, so you were like, that was super fortunate that you lived in Philadelphia. That's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God. But how do you think, like, as you got to, like, high school and college, how do you think it changed? Like, how did it bookstores in general impact you at that point versus when you were a kid? Like,
they began to less and less impact me because of the growing libraries in the different neighborhoods, public libraries.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do you think your time spent in libraries, like, decreased or increased when you were in college? Like,
increased. I mean, you just about lived in a library.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Was it mostly libraries, though, or did you still go to bookstores at all or anything?
Libraries.
Okay.
Definitely libraries. Yeah.
Yeah. And where you went to Muhlenberg, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Where is that exactly?
Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Allentown, okay. Yeah. Was Allentown at that time, like, a relatively small city?
Yes.
Moderately
small.
Okay. And was it there, like, not a big presence of bookstores, or, like, was there...
You know, I don't really remember, because I spent time in the school library, in the college library.
Okay.
So, we didn't go out shopping much at all, so...
Okay.
For anything. But now Muhlenberg has a huge library. In fact, when I was up there last, you know, for this reunion in September, we were taken on a tour of the library. I mean, it is just wild. I mean, it is huge.
I can't even imagine.
There's computers all over the place for different things, and they have an archive library and all that kind of stuff. In fact, they had pictures up to see if we could identify them, different photos from the yearbooks that they didn't know the... Stuff like that. But
that's crazy.
And most universities have, you know, big libraries, and you know, around here, God.
Mm-hmm. No, they've gotten so big now.
Yeah.
I can't even. I feel like it's probably a drastic change from what you were used to growing up.
Oh yeah, because I was even at Muhlenberg, we had these damn things called card files, and if you did research, you had to go to this file, you had to copy down the book you were looking for. Follow the numbers, find the book. You finally got the book, and you did some research, and then in the bibliography and all, you had to put down all this, you know, name of the book, title of the book, blah, blah, blah. It took forever.
I can't even imagine.
There was none of this, you know, computer stuff while standing there looking up on the computer.
Nowadays at libraries, you can just, like, look up the book on the computer.
Right.
And then for bibliographies, they have stuff like this website called EasyBib, where you just type in the author in the book, and you can just, it gives you the bibliography for you.
And, of course, we had to use typewriters then to do the bibliographies and all. And the professors made you have, like, so many spaces from the top of the page, so many spaces from the bottom. And you had to measure how you put it, because you couldn't, like, you know, write over the thing. It took forever to type it. 10-page paper.
Jeez, yeah. How long do you think it would take you on average to write, like, the bibliographies at the end of a long paper? Like, write it all out?
Oh, I would say hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
No, I wasn't a good typist, but you could find people at college that you could pay who were good typists. Because I actually never took the subject of typing in high school, so I was really, you know, hunting, packing.
Oh my gosh. That's insane.
Yeah. Oh, it was so time consuming. It was just outrageous.
And how was the process of checking out books and whatnot? How was it, like, how did they go about it back then?
Well, then they had, just like the public libraries did, they had a little card pocket in the book, and they would you'd sign your name and they'd on this card, and you would hand it to the librarian, and this would, it would have the date on, like, and, you know, December the 1st when you had to return the book.
Okay. Yeah. Man, that's crazy.
So you returned.
Like elementary school.
Yeah, right. Well, they did in the libraries, too.
Mm-hmm.
So. Would you say that, like, compared to your friends or anybody you grew up with around then, would you say that, like, bookstores were more part of your life than the friends you grew up with? Like, did you see
yes,
it be
definitely.
More, was it not,
definitely.
Like, a big part of most of people's lives compared to you?
No, I would say in... It was about the same. The kids
okay,
I hung out with were pretty big readers too, because
okay,
also because
cool.
their parents would take them places and
okay.
you know.
Was that how it was generally? You think were there a lot? Would you think there was a lot more readers back then than there are now with children
with
definitely, kids?
Oh, definitely, because there's not a lot of other things to do. I mean, we didn't have
really
television
true.
Until I was in about fifth grade. Mm-hmm. Of course, and we didn't have these computer games or computers, and there wasn't a lot to do. You know,
mm-hmm.
that would. Take your mind off stuff.
I didn't actually think about that at all. That's really crazy because you know nowadays you don't. It's not a huge thing except for the you know the super intelligent and people little kids.
Which is
now.
Kind of a shame.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's a huge part of learning. Like
yeah.
it just helps with your vocabulary and everything so much. I don't know, but how do you think it's like? If you had to describe, what's a good way to put this question? What do in general? What do bookstores mean to you? Like, if you had to say that,
well, I think it represents kind of a closeness because and education in itself, because there were a few people there that would gradually come to know you, and you talk about books. And did you like this? And did you like that? And then you would tell your family this and. So forth and so on.
So you think it's like a big outlet for like connecting with people and just
exactly.
communication.
And people have the same interests that you do.
Yeah, definitely.
And stuff like that. And they tell you where they found books and if they read about something, why it was interesting. You know, like if they read about World War I and then you want to read about World War I or something, you know.
Yeah, that's,
like that.
Man,
yeah.
It's kind of a shame that it's not as present nowadays. Do you think that bookstores are going to like always be around, or do you think they're going to become like not as big anymore in the future?
I think they're going to become not as big, sadly, because of the nooks and the different ways you can read, which is kind of a shame.
But do you think they would ever like truly all go away completely?
Oh, no.
Or do you think they'll always be there?
I think they'll always be around.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's ways to, you know, even sometimes with books you have to buy, like from Barnes & Noble, if you can get them cheap, if you could wait 5 or 6 years to read them, and that's a good thing. You know, you could get discounted books, you know, after they...
And how do you feel about, like, the locally owned bookstores? Do you feel like the chains like Barnes & Noble are going to kind of take over all that? They kind of already have to a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
I've noticed I don't really see a lot of, like, locally owned bookstores anymore.
But Barnes & Noble hasn't been in best shape. For a while either, because they were talking about closing some of their stores, and I don't know whether they have or not.
Oh man, I didn't know that. I think.
But see, now the bookstores have an advantage too, like Barnes & Noble. Even if they can't keep something on their shelves, I mean, they're not going to have umpteen copies of one book or something. If it's in print, you can order it, and they're real fast. They have it in like 2 days or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
like I said, that's really easy. You could, if it's in print, you could get it somewhere now.
Yeah, definitely.
Some electronic means or.
How do you feel? I know you have a Nook, right? Or do you have a Kindle?
I have a
Nook.
Uh-huh.
Okay. How do you feel? Like, do you still prefer like going to bookstores and buying books versus just reading them and getting them on the Nook? Like, do you feel like the experience of actually buying books and looking for them is like something you cherish? Or
yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I like the Nook getting older, like I am, is sometimes hard on paperback books to read them. I need more light or more, you know, larger print and stuff like that, which sometimes neither the library has, or so it's an advantage that way.
And I also, I feel like it's also nice just actually having the book and like having a physical copy of the book, you know? Yeah. I feel like that's
and
something.
And to hold it, it's,
you know, yeah, it's just like the feeling.
Between the feeling of a nook and a book.
Yeah, definitely.
I didn't mean for that to rhyme.
That was a good one. You can be writing. But yeah, I think that's good, actually. I think that was enough. I'm sorry, this is strange, but Grandpa, what would you say? What do you remember your very first experience with like bookstores or like getting into reading?
Well,
first experience you do remember?
Reading is one thing. Bookstores, I didn't even know bookstores until.
Does he live out in the country?
Yeah, we in fact we had a very very small library in town, and I would say the library wasn't even as big as this room.
Really?
Yeah, right.
And it was like the only library around?
And that was the only library, unless you wanted into Boise, which was 10, 15 miles away, and you did go 10, 15 miles in that day to go to a bookstore.
Oh my gosh.
That's I rarely went to the library.
Oh, really? Were you not as much of a reader, I guess?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you just... How did you get the books, then, if you didn't go to the library?
Well, a lot of them... relatives, like all of the Hansons, usually sent me books.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like my uncle Carl, who was a doctor, he'd send me books on medicine and on... say like on Pasteur and Leeuwenhoek and these people, same with art.
Okay.
And Ida and Hilda, my two cousins, two aunts, would send me books too. And I mean, that's where I usually got my books. And I'd see some in the school library, but that was about it.
Okay.
Very rarely. And so bookstores, I probably wasn't really aware or cognizant of bookstores until Barnes & Noble.
No, really?
And these, yeah.
So not until like fairly recently. I guess you weren't, like, super aware of bookstores, huh?
Not bookstores, per se, no.
Okay, so was it, I guess if anything, it was mostly just libraries, you would say?
Libraries.
Okay.
Or a lot of, say, like, I know Target now has a book section.
Mm-hmm.
And most, a lot of your stores do, too. Have book sections where you can buy books. And, of course, I bought books, and well, like you know, I read almost constantly. But my compatriots, say like when I went to high school and stuff like that, I was the only reader. Nobody read.
Really? Not most people didn't read?
No. Most people were my classmates in high school and stuff, they're interested in sports or going fishing or hunting or stuff like that. They weren't interested in reading.
Were you into all that stuff, or was that not anything you were into?
I was into reading.
That's so awesome.
I wasn't into, I never did. I did like to fish, but as far as hunting, I never go for hunting.
Yeah.
And fishing, it was usually by myself. I'd go, say, like when I went to Minnesota, with the relatives there, we always went fishing, but outside of that, never did. And as far as sports is concerned, I was never involved with sports, so.
And you think the reading, you were so into reading because of, like, your family and stuff always sending you books. Do you think that was a big part of it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think so.
That's awesome. When did, if you can remember, when did, like, at least libraries start becoming a bigger part of your life?
The libraries never really did come into my, maybe a little bit in high school, not much though. I would say,
when you say college,
college libraries, I was into, of course there you had to.
Yeah.
I had no alternative, but libraries then. But, and you spend a fair amount of your time in libraries.
Mm-hmm. Did College of Idaho have a good library, do you think?
Was it a pretty good library. A pretty good library.
What were most of the books in there? Was it mostly just like textbooks, or were there like a lot of fiction?
Mostly reference books.
Mostly reference books?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there any books that you could read that were like casual reading, like any fiction or?
I can't recall any.
Really? It was mostly just like reference and history
reference
and everything?
Books and, right.
Okay, I guess you probably still casually read when you were in college and everything
probably
too, right?
Not. Where? Some.
Okay.
Some.
Where would you find those books then if they didn't carry them in the library and stuff?
You know, trying to think of where I'm
from. I know that's probably that's a super hard question to answer.
I can't think of where I found them. I mean,
just stumbled across them.
I just stumbled across them and like I say, my relatives would send me books. And a lot of those weren't really, say, like a book on Pasteur. I mean, that isn't a novel or Leeuwenhoek.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know
they call them art?
Do you even know who Leeuwenhoek is?
No, I actually don't.
He's the inventor of the microscope.
Okay, never mind. Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, and you read his books? You
yeah,
read some
I read
of his
a book of his life.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
That's awesome. Do you think that's what got you kind of into reading? Well, I guess that's not the same, but I know you do like reading history books a lot, and you
like
reading
read
biographies
history
and
books.
Stuff.
I like to read. I like history. I like historical novels and stuff like that, yeah.
What do you think got you into that, would you say? What made you start reading that? Those kind of books?
I think it was just I did, you know, I can remember even in grade school reading about World War I and trying to find out more about it and read more about it.
Mm-hmm. That's just naturally what intrigued you, I guess, at like a young age.
Yeah, well, as I say, all the way along, it was that kind of history. I guess history of the wars were really interesting to me, and I don't ask me why.
Well, don't you think? Because people told you stories about the wars.
Well,
and you lived through some of them.
Well, I lived through World War II, but I don't know. I mean, I just was fascinating.
Yeah, definitely.
By, all that happened and what you know, you reading here about the Civil War and the carnage. I mean,
Yeah.
I mean, it was the battlefields were just strewn with body and blood. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
How that was, but
yeah. Man. Just because I was supposed to do it like 20 minutes and I've run like way over it. So just like one more question and then we can actually talk without this phone or whatever. But I know bookstores weren't like a super big part of your life, but if you just had to like sum it up and say like if what bookstores mean to you now at this age or anything, or if they have any meaning towards you now, what would they be if you had to like sum it up?
Well, they're a source of entertainment for me.
Yeah.
A source of uh, Well, also sort of a source of knowledge, but you just get a bigger viewpoint on things.
Definitely.
And say, like, I'm into reading novels about law and law and order, and say, like, John Grisham's books are all about lawyers, and Baldacci in the same way. And I'm reading one now, Turow, Scott Turow. It's about law and some of the problems with law. Like this one, is the name of the book is Identical. It deals with a pair of identical twins, and with identical twins, why everything is the same.